I'm Jim Tevenin. Welcome to The Piano Bench on Spokane Public Radio. And it's been a lively season for us here with live performance in our KPBX studio. And we again continue that today. And we're delighted to have you with us. And we're also delighted to have a junior from Whitworth University. Her name, Polina Bemanov. And she just gave her junior piano recital. She is a dual major, piano and voice. And she's dropped by to play that program for us and also tell us a little bit about herself and the music that she plays. So without further ado, let's go to our performance studio and begin with a little bit of Bach. This is the Partita number 3 in A minor. We'll hear the Fantasia, the Courante, and the Sarabande. Again, our pianist is Polina Bemanov. Thank you. Music of Sebastian Bach, played by our guest in the studio today, pianist Polina Beymanov. And Polina, very nice job on that Bach. Thank you for playing that. You come to us from Wenatchee, don't you?
Yes, I do. I was born in Wenatchee, and then I moved to the Valley in 2015, and since then have stayed in Spokane.
All right, very good. And your coming to the piano was later than some, earlier than some, but later than a lot, because you started when you were five, and it's not like you come from a household of musicians who pushed you into this.
No, I was actually, my mother put me into piano at 5 years old because someone from the church said, oh, she has talent, she has a good ear, you should put her into piano. And so my mom did, and now here I am in college playing piano.
Yeah, very good. And you told me that, among other things, you enjoy collaborative piano work and do quite a bit of that.
I do.
And currently you are the pianist for the women's choir at Whitworth University. Is that a lot of fun, or is it challenging, or is there a balance?
There is a balance. I do very much enjoy it. It's a lot of fun just because I get to create music with other musicians and just see our hard work pay off, even if no one else can hear it.
All right. And there's another one of your interests that bears on the music that we're going to hear next, because you are a jazz fan and a jazz player, yes?
Somewhat of a jazz player. I still have a lot to work on, but I do enjoy playing it.
All right. And you've studied some with Brent Enstrom then at Whitworth? Very good. Well, which kind of brings us to the next piece. This is a Richard Rodgers tune, Little Girl Blue. Tell us, first of all, how you encountered it, and then a little bit about what you're going to play.
So I actually encountered it just doing my own listening. And then I was talking to Brent about my program, and I was actually going to play a Kapustin for this program, but then he said, why don't you play something that, you know, is actually jazz and give credit where credit is due? And I thought, why not? And Little Girl Blue came into my mind immediately, and I asked him about it, and he said that would be a good choice just because it has the beauty of just all the harmonics, but it's still so complex and touching in its own ways.
Yeah, we should mention that it's a Richard Rodgers tune, but this is an arrangement done by the fabulous jazz musician Oscar Peterson. Were there unique challenges? I mean, you come off of the Bach now. You're going to play some Rachmaninoff and some Beethoven for us along the way today. But with this particular piece, were there unique challenges that accompanied it?
There were unique challenges. I actually had to cut it down a little bit just so I could memorize it because of the complexity of all the harmonies and all the big chords that you don't usually hear in other classical, especially something like Bach. So it was challenging trying to just get all of those harmonies and all of those extended chords in my hands, in my brain, and just memorizing it especially.
Is this one of those pieces that calls for rather extraordinary reaches of your hands, spanning a whole lot of notes?
Oh, yes. There are definitely tenths, and I have to break them up just so I can play them properly. But, yeah.
Well, there we are.
Chords.
All right. Well, I'll send you back to the piano, and then we'll hear from you again a bit later on. But for right now, we will go back to Polina Beymanov as pianist and playing this arrangement done by the jazz great Oscar Peterson of Richard Rodgers' tune, Little Girl Blue. Thank you. truly lovely arrangement there of that music of Richard Rodgers by Oscar Peterson, Little Girl Blue, played by our guest in the studio today, Polina Baymanov. She comes to us from Whitworth University, where she is a junior student of Dr. Judith Shefflin. And we want to thank Judith and all of the staff at Whitworth there for making programs like this possible. It's our great delight and joy to present the work of these young musicians to you here on programs like The Piano Bench, where our time is 11:20, and we're going to move ahead now with some music of Ludwig van Beethoven. This is from his sonata opus 7 in E-flat major, the Allegro movement, played by our guest in the studio, Polina Baymanov.
Thank you.
music of Ludwig van Beethoven, played by Polina Baymanoff in our KPBX studio. That was the sonata in E-flat, his opus 7, the Allegro movement from that. Beethoven, you never know exactly what to expect from him. Lots of twists and turns in that one, as is typical of his work. Beethoven, of course, one of the pillars of the repertory, as was the Bach that Polina played at the beginning of our time together. Now we're going to go to another more recent pillar of this canon, and that's Sergei Rachmaninoff. Among his pieces that are very frequently played by pianists are the preludes, and each has its own particular personality. And so we're going to hear two of those right now, played by Polina Baymanoff, the number 10 in B minor and number 11 in B major. So both sides of the key of B, courtesy of Sergei Rachmaninoff from our KPBX studio. Again, our pianist is Polina Baymanoff. Thank you. Musiko Sergei Rachmaninoff, played in our KPBX studio by Polina Beymanov. We heard two of his preludes, Opus 32, number 10 in B minor, and then the flip side of that particular coin, number 11 in B major. Amazing pieces. Polina, thank you for playing those. They are just as different as they could be. Do you have any images that come to mind when you, either when you were learning the pieces or when you play them, that kind of locate them for you as far as the feeling behind them?
The first one, which is very dark, I just kind of imagine a dark forest. And that piece is one of the pieces that I just pour my emotions out into, just because right now there's a lot of stress with school. And so what better way to let it out then through a dark piece. But the opposite end of that with the B major is very whimsical in its own ways. And I just imagine something very light and just playful and kind of teasing in a way. And in its own way, it does have like sad aspects to it, just kind of like a call and response through moments of life.
Well, it is Rachmaninoff, so yes. It's never going to be just unabashedly cheerful. That just is not going to happen. But this is music that is, in a way, kind of close to you because where your family's from. Tell us a little bit about your family history that way.
So my family immigrated from Belarus, and I am the first out of my family to be born in America. So my roots with, like, the Soviet or Slavic community is very deep. And I actually grew up in the Russian church, surrounded by lots of other Slavic people. So Rachmaninoff is very close to me in the sense of I can relate to the pain that he pours out into his music.
Yes, it's amazing stuff. Well, before we get into the final pieces that you're going to play, your thoughts about where you are going to be before too awfully long, because you did mention when we talked before the program that one of the things that you really enjoy doing, and we talked a little bit about in the first break also, is in the world of collaborative playing. And that is one of the main things you intend to pursue, correct?
Yes. And I intend to, unfortunately, move away from Spokane.
But we can't do that. We have that fun reason to keep you here.
But I definitely want to go to the East Coast because I think that a change of scenery would be good for me and my talents and skills, and just to see what the rest of America has to offer for me. And I think that the East Coast is a great place to go for collaboration because I think there are lots of opportunities for different types of musicians as well. So my plan is to go to the East Coast. I don't know exactly where, but not Spokane, unfortunately.
Well, that's perfectly all right. We could add the caveat, as long as you come back. But, you know, your future is laid out in front of you, and certainly fine collaborative players are always in demand, much more so than someone who's trying to fashion a solo career for themselves. Bless their hearts for doing that, but that's just a really tough road to take.
Oh, yes.
So we wish you well in that. And, of course, there's another year, and you can come back next year and play your senior recital program for us. And we'll just compare back and forth between the two. And before we get into those last pieces, I should really mention that this is the Piano Bench on Spokane Public Radio, coming to you live and direct from our North Spokane studios. However, if you have friends who would like to hear Polina play, this program will be available as a From the Studio podcast from SpokanePublicRadio.org sometime this afternoon. So you can all enjoy your fine playing again. So, Polina, you have taken us to the world of Oscar Peterson, and a marvelous world that is indeed. And now you're going to take us to the world of William Balcombe to finish. Did you know much about the work of Balcombe before you encountered these pieces?
I only knew of his Dead Moth Tango and as well as The Serpent's Kiss. So I had some brief knowledge of his style, but this is definitely diving into the deep end, I think.
Well, yes. You're going to play two of his nine bagatelles, numbers 8 and 9. We'll get to the the titles, which are fun in themselves in a second. But a bagatelle, of course, is just kind of a whatever kind of piece of music. It can be whatever it wants to be. And what were some of the challenges that you encountered learning these pieces? I mean, you talked about the Peterson and how the harmonic complexity of that and some of the physical stretches and all were something to be dealt with in the learning process. What about the Bolcom?
Well, with the Bolcom, you don't really know what to expect. And that was a challenge for me trying to figure out how to memorize, because it was like, oh, I have this. But then a few measures later, something completely different. And most of the motives don't exactly come back in the way that you expect them to, which is a challenge for me, because if I see ABA form, I can memorize it easily. But with this, it's definitely not ABA form. And there's just so much to it that's just so dense and rich at the same time that it was hard to memorize, because it just didn't follow the typical path that you expect it to.
It's a little bit like if you go on an amusement park ride that you've never been on before, that is one of these indoor things where characters pop out from different places, and then at the end of the ride, you're asked, okay, what did you see?
Exactly that.
In correct order. Was there something that was a key to your learning it then, a key to getting into this kind of composition? Of course, there are lots, especially of contemporary compositions, that are like this.
Well, I just had to tell myself, you need to play this multiple times, get it in your head, get it in your fingers, because the first time I played it, definitely was not a fan, but I am now in love with the pieces because they're just so quirky, for lack of a better word. But playing it in different rhythms and just hearing the harmonies over and over again really helped me gain appreciation.
All right. Well, let's give a listen here. These are the two last pieces in the set of nine bagatelles. Number 8. Which has the great title of Recess in Hell, and that's followed by the last of the bagatelles, the Circus Galop, played in our KPBX studio by pianist Polina Bemanov. And there you have it, two of the bagatelles of William Bolcom from his set of nine. We heard Recess in Hell, and you could recognize that with the dee-da-da-da-da tune that popped up in that, and A Very Strange Circus in the Circus Galop, played by our performer in studio today, Polina Bemanov, pianist. And Polina, just want to take this opportunity to thank you so much for coming by and for playing this. It's a terrific program, really great music, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, great. And you again will be able to hear this program again if you want to hear one of those pieces again, or if you just want to catch the whole thing, or if you want to alert your friends and neighbors that this is something that they really should be listening to. Well, it's going to be a From the Studio podcast at Spokane Public Radio this afternoon. Recommended highly to you.